What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Councilman, you've been able to keep track of what day it is?
No, I had to ask my family last night, is it Wednesday or Thursday? So I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, well, I know this. I know tomorrow's Friday, and I know everything we're hearing from everybody is that nearly everything should be back to normal tomorrow. Is that what you're hearing from the EOC and what you're expecting?
We're hearing that more things are opening today. For example, Walgreens across the city is supposed to be open right now at 11 o'clock today. If my kids have anything to say about it, they're going to lobby their schools not to open for only one day, but parents don't feel that way. The biggest issue right now still is some of the streets and road conditions. One of the things, I was getting on the phone today with y'all at 11 so I could listen to the mayor's briefing. I-10 still has a bunch of ice on it, and the Crescent City Connection is still closed. So I think
they just opened it. I can see it out my window. Well, traffic is moving both directions across the Crescent City Connection very slowly.
Good, good. But I-10 is still a problem.
Yes.
So those are the major thoroughfares. So it's this sort of almost like after major storms, same dynamic. Some people are going to be able to get around easier than others. It just is going to depend on where you are. Also, the city made a point of emphasis of saying that New Orleans East, they're going to do work out there today to clear the major thoroughfares in that area.
Yeah, so the cadre of plows that have been working in the rest of the city is moving out to the east today?
Yes, that's correct. The east and I think to I-10 are the two major areas that people can expect to see those plows and other devices that have been used on the roads.
It's shocking. If you look at, say, example, the Claiborne Overpass or out in Metairie at the Bonneville Overpass and Kenner, at the Williams Overpass, there's still 8 inches of snow sitting on those overpasses on the I-10 throughout the metro area.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And I think, look, there is a huge playbook for everybody about what to do after hurricanes and water events. But this is the first time you've seen this level of snow since 1895. I looked it up. My great grandmother was 5 the last time you had this level of snow. So it's not like there is a lot of equipment that's lying around, that people are used to this. And obviously, we need Mother Nature to cooperate. The huge expectation, as you're alluding to, Dave, today, is that everything is going to start melting, that the sun's going to come up, temperatures are going to be high enough, and that people are going to start being able to get around at some point tomorrow.
Yeah, we heard the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness an hour ago tell us every school in Louisiana, every school district, with the exception of Terrebonne and Assumption, will be reopening schools tomorrow. There may be a few schools that have busted pipes or other issues that prevent them from opening, but by and large, nearly every school in the state will be reopened tomorrow. The airport says they'll be open tomorrow. The causeway expects to be reopened tomorrow. Tomorrow seems like kind of the day when we all finally can breathe and resume life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And look, I think the city's also trying to do its level best, as are the other utilities related to the city, at trying to get out today to fix things. They're aware of some power outages. I think there's a little over 300 in the city of New Orleans as of right now. Sewage and Water Board contacted me yesterday about a water main break in part of my district in Navarre. So I think that's going to be the other thing that started happening today, is that as it gets safer, as everything melts, you're going to see more people moving around. And then, as exactly as you said, the sentiment is by tomorrow, things will start opening up and or be completely open.
We're still worried about water, and I know that as we are now above freezing and pipes finally thaw out, we're going to see a lot of leaks reveal themselves, both at residential and commercial properties, but also around the city. Some places across the state, particularly out in the western portions in Acadiana and in Terrebonne Parish, have found many of the fire hydrants had the flanges on them freeze and break, and now they're all leaking with the temperatures getting above freezing. How much is the city concerned? I know there's already a boil water advisory in New Orleans East and Venetian Isles because of low water pressure there. How concerned are you in your district and across the rest of the city that as we start to thaw out, that we'll be able to maintain enough water pressure so we don't have to deal with boil water advisories?
Yeah, I learned a long time ago not to be a guarantor for the utility, so I'm going to caveat everything I'm about ready to say. Number one is what the city is asking, what Sewage and Water Board is asking, is that beginning at 11 o'clock today, so just a few minutes ago, please turn off your dripping water faucets. We've now reached a point where it's warm enough that if you're at your house, I did it the last couple nights, turn that faucet back off. You don't need it. That will help preserve some of the water flow and the pressure that is desperately needed. Sewage and Water Board is also going to be doing a bunch of media today, I think primarily to show people for commercial businesses and otherwise how they may preserve and reserve some of their water today to try and prevent that as much as happening. And I think what Sewage and Water Board is really trying to balance here, Dave, is they want to maintain water pressure, but they also don't want people's pipes to burst either. And so they're walking a very delicate line, because maintaining the pressure, as you point out, above that 20 PSI is so important. There is a limited boil water advisory right now for parts of New Orleans East and the Venetian Isles, and their ultimate goal is to try and move people off of the dripping and the letting the water run a little bit internally into stopping that for right now. And obviously, to the extent people can do so, just limit running your shower, running your dishwasher, or running your washing machine. As you kind of point out, tomorrow people getting out more and more things will be happening, so there'll be enough time to do that over the next 24 to 48 hours.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We're talking with New Orleans City Councilman Joe Geruso, getting an update on what's going on in New Orleans. I do not want to put you in the middle of anything or make this political, but I just wanted your help. The mayor's office didn't tell us that she was having a briefing today. They withheld that information from WWL Radio for whatever reason. So you were able to watch what the mayor had to say. Any highlights that you think the residents of New Orleans should know about that? We're going to try to get that from our partners at WWL TV and play it a little later in this hour now that we know it happened. But can you tell us anything you took away from that meeting?
I mean, this was the internal briefing that has been kind of on a regular cadence at 10 a.m. I wasn't even sure if it was going to happen today because of the melting, but they did hold it. The main things are the ones I've repeated. Number one, please try and stay off the roads today until you really know that it's safe. Number two, there are areas that are still closed, so please follow either NOLA Ready and the state's website. They have 511 to be able to monitor where you're supposed to go. Number three, that Sewage and Water Board, again, is really asking people to preserve the water, as I just said in the last question, and make sure that you're being safe. Four, sort of as you said earlier, Dave, things are starting to open. For example, the Sobering Center opens at noon today. They are slowly going to start trying to open more things that are of essential need to people. And then I think sort of the last one is energy is monitoring those outages that they have, and their client care centers in Algiers and on Canal will be open tomorrow too. So I think the bottom line is everybody is looking at tomorrow as being the day where there ought to be more full access to what's going on in the city, with City Hall supposed to be reopening. And then in the interim, everybody trying to make sure that as things are coming back online, it's as safe as possible, both from a public safety standpoint and then also from an infrastructure one.
I know that you at the city council, and I know the city and everybody else will have after action reports. They'll review everything that happened and everybody's response and performance. But just your initial thoughts, as we have seen more snowfall in the city of New Orleans than any time in the last 130 years and sustained temperatures below freezing for several days. Any takeaways that immediately jumped out to you as we've gone through this crisis?
Yeah, I mean, I think the usual ones I would say, number one is there is no playbook for this because this is the first time it's happened since 1895. So given all the circumstances, I think the city has performed remarkably well. Obviously, as you said, there'll be questions afterwards and we can look at how to maybe do some things better. But having the snowplows here very early, having additional support was, I think, incredibly important. And one, candidly, that I'm glad the city jumped on so quickly. It sounds like there really haven't been a lot of traffic accidents either. And so I think that's a credit to the media repeating often, please stay off the roads, don't do these certain things, to the public, to listening to that. The roads have been sparse the last few days. Obviously, you've had a lot of public first responders who are trying to do as much as they possibly can. And look, obviously, I mentioned earlier, you have a couple hundred people without power at this moment. You have some breaks that are in the city. But I'm going to knock on some wood. I think given the circumstances of what was supposed to be maybe a 3 to 6 inch snowfall in the city of New Orleans, and reports are somewhere between 10 and 12, depending on where you were, the city managed this about as well as can be expected.
Yeah, and by and large, and I think you pointed that out, that most people heeded the warnings. They stayed home either because they were smart enough to do that or they were too scared to get out in it, whatever the reason, most people did. But these power outages, Entergy told us that through this storm, about half of all the power outages they've had to deal with were from people who did not heed the warnings, got out, tried to drive in it, and then ran into poles or equipment and knocked out the power. So and the limited fewer number of people we saw getting out did cause some trouble. And I'm a little concerned right now as I look out my window at the Crescent City Connection. It is literally bumper to bumper, barely moving from one end of the bridge all the way to the other. A lot of people clearly are ready to move about, and some of them are doing it right now.
Yeah, look, I certainly appreciate for all of us having this, that it's cabin fever. And I also think, Dave, coming after COVID in particular, people are extra anxious to move around. But I can't stress enough that there'll be time to do that in the future. And by the future, I really mean tomorrow for the most part. So unless you really have to go do something, and I understand people may be running low on groceries, you may have an emergency, you have prescriptions you have to fill, there may be some time later today for some of that to happen. But otherwise, with schools being closed, most places of business being closed, and the state, as you pointed out, saying that essentially it will be reopened tomorrow, please just continue to exercise that good care. Go take a walk. Go get out. Go walk to your coffee shop, your neighborhood bar, whatever it is, and make sure you get out. But at the same time, please do that by walking if you can and not by getting in your car. Also, RTA is still shut down too, Dave. They hope to have the buses running in the next day or so. But they also said, I should have mentioned this, but they also said the streetcars will be sort of the last thing to come online, both because of the snow that's on the ground and because they have to clear tree branches and other debris that may have fallen either onto the lines or the tracks.
Yeah, and that snow and ice lasts longer on the neutral ground because it's colder on the grass and dirt and it's more shaded. So, yeah, I got to imagine those streetcar tracks are going to be about the last thing that are de-iced and where the snow melts.
That's what we heard from the message today. And again, it sounds like most things will be tomorrow. And if anybody's listening and they think I'm hedging, it's just because things can always change. But the biggest walk away was that the streetcars will be more delayed than almost anything else. And that could be past the weekend even potentially.
Yeah. And even walking around today, folks, be careful. The NOPD yesterday, Joe, put out a warning about large chunks of ice falling off of the downtown buildings because as it thaws, particularly any that have sloped roofs or that were on the edges of buildings, those things come down. But even at your house, for anyone who's lived anywhere where there's regular snowfall, you know when the thaw starts, the snow's coming down. And you just close your front door sometimes, and then you'll be buried in all that snow all at once. People should be careful even just walking around out there.
You got to be careful. Just use your good sense. And look, it's still going to be slippery for a while afterwards. I went outside first thing this morning for one more look at the vista because I don't think I'll ever see anything like this again in my lifetime in New Orleans. And even just going outside, it was still slippery as of then. But look, realistically, Dave, I know that people have been home since Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're now into Thursday. As everything heats up into the 40s today and as more grocery stores and pharmacies and other businesses start to reopen, I think if you're going to go out, the safest way to do it is to go walk there and be safe while you're doing it.
Councilman Joe Geruso, thank you so much for joining us from District A, keeping us updated on what's going on in the city of New Orleans. And hopefully tomorrow we start getting back to normal. Go have one last snowball fight before it all melts.
Sounds good. Take care, Dave.
All right, thanks, Joe. Or not. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.